Coach, how you doing?
Doing quite well, thanks. What's up, guys?
Doing well. Coach, you've seen Delanie Walker some over the years when he was with the 49ers. When you look at him on tape, the production he's had since moving to Tennessee, is that something that you could see back then? He just had a guy like Vernon Davis in front of him?
Yeah, I think he got somewhat overshadowed earlier on. He was always a good player and always a problem matchup. So I think when he got out from under, he's done everything that that you'd hope he would do. He's a terrific player, terrific target, and something we have problems with.
Coach, 2 weeks in, what do you like? What you have from your team so far? Maybe what are some things you're looking to improve moving forward?
Well, we're playing really good on defense, and we've been doing that for some time. We're expected to do that. We have not scored like we have want to do, and so we just got to get on the board and get some points up to match up with that defense. And so we're working at it. We've not been a fast starting team all the time over the years, and so we just got to get going, see if we can get some momentum going here.
Sounds like you might be looking at some changes. Have you decided on anything specific that you want to change up for this week, say on the offensive line?
The whole thing around here is about competing, and the guys are battling for the play time and all that, so we'll continue to do that during the week, and we'll let you know on the weekend.
How did Chris Carson get to the point where he's your top back right now?
Well, he's done everything we've asked of him throughout the preparation. He's a little bit unsung hero kind of coming out. Nobody knew about him, and we had really high hopes that he could fit in and be a factor, and he's really done everything that we could ask of him. And he's been an all-around player. He can catch it. He can block. He runs good routes, and he runs the ball hard. So we've really liked everything he's done. He's just been very consistent for us.
What's the status of your other backs? I mean, how's Eddie? How's Thomas? I mean, all those guys in a good place health-wise?
Yeah, we are healthy, and so we'll be battling out this week and figure out who's going to get the play time and who'll get the bulk of the carries. I'm not real particular on how that works out. I want to go with the guy that's doing well and who's hot, and that's kind of been a historic way we've done it. And so we're fortunate to have these guys battling for the play time.
So many changes with the Titans since these teams last met. Having some familiarity with Mike Mularkey maybe help as you prepare for this team?
Well, I don't know. Mike was a tight end on the team when I was at the Vikings a million years ago, so I've known Mike a long time and watched him do a great job coming up and coming through the ranks and all, and so it'll be fun to go against him this week. But I don't think that familiarity from back then it helps that much. We've just seen him over the years.
Who's maybe a player, a tight end in the game today that reminds you of a young Mike Mularkey when he played?
Well, he might have been just a step behind Kelsey there over at Kansas City. Might have been just a step behind him.
What do you think? What do you remember about Mike as a young man and as an NFL player?
He was a good, hard-working guy, blue-collar guy. I think kind of like you see now in his coaching. I think he's always been tough and real good team guy.
What do you see from his team?
Say it again.
What do you see from his Titans team?
This is a very good-looking team. They've been able to accumulate a lot of really good players. It's a highlighted group of guys when you go through their depth chart and you're talking about telling them who they are. They've got nice personnel. They're creative. They're playing tough. I think it's a good football team.
When you look at Marcus Mariota on tape, what kind of a jump can you expect a quarterback that's had the production he's had to maybe take in his third year?
Well, each one of these years for the young quarterbacks is so critical, and so much happens. I think it takes 4 or 5 years before these guys really hit full stride. But he's done very well. He's taken care of the ball really well. He's done a lot of smart things that young quarterbacks sometimes struggle with. So he's going to have a big career, and he's got huge upsides. So he's very talented. We have a lot of respect for him. Each year they gain a lot. I mean, I'm watching Russell, and he's gone through this, and each year he just gains more command, more control of the game, and understanding, and all that adds to the way that they can play efficiently and effectively.
Did you guys potentially maybe hold Russell back a little bit from running because of the injuries last year? Maybe is he turning it up a notch now? Or how would you rate where he is as far as his freedom to tuck it and go?
He was hurt last year from the first game of the season, and he was hurt all year. So we had to take care of him. He's ready to go. We had a great offseason. He's in full flight, full speed, all that. So we're not restricting him in any way.
DeMarco Murray's dealing with a hamstring. When a starter's dealing with an injury issue, do you still prepare for him and the backup? And what are you seeing out of Murray and Henry?
Yeah, we first off, both those guys are really talented players, and they have great style about the way they run, and they run tough, and they create a lot of big plays. You know, they have the knack and the sense to do that. We do prepare like the guy's going to play until they tell us that he's out, and we have to do it that way.
When's the last time you've coached a game here in Nashville?
I don't think I have. I don't remember. Maybe there's one back in the summer. I don't remember being there.
You looking forward to? I mean, it's another game on the schedule for you guys. But you looking forward to coming to Nashville and playing in a stadium you're not real familiar with?
Very much so. Yeah, I am. I'm real anxious to be there and coach there. So I'm looking forward to that a lot. This is. I like to hit all the stadiums. It's nice to hit this one. So this is a really good club. They've got a terrific following and all of that. We know we're up against it, but that's the kind of challenges we need. And we need these to make us who we are. So it's going to be very difficult, but we're going to see what we can get done.
Another guy you're familiar with from years gone by is Jarrell Casey, and I'm going to throw Matt Castle in there as well. You coached them both at USC. What do you remember about Jarrell as a Trojan, and what do you see from him in the league and how he's developed?
Well, I take him all the way back to Long Beach Poly in high school and watching him as a inside linebacker and a guard. He was a terrific high school football player, and we were lucky to get him at SC, and he had a great career. He's just continued to excel and do great things. He's had a great pro career being, in the Pro Bowl and all that, so I'm really fired up for him. He's a great kid. You might not know him. His nickname is Tut Tut. You can ask him about that. It'd be fun to see them. Of course, Matt Castle's been one of my favorite guys forever. He's been an amazing competitor and great kid, great friend and family and the whole thing. So I'm anxious to see those guys.
Does it help your defense defend Marcus because you have a guy like Russell that they have to go against every day?
I hope so. I hope so. They have similar kind of capacities as quarterbacks, in that they have the running ability that a lot of guys don't have. So we do see it. We work at it. It's been something that we've been connected to for a long time. But that doesn't mean you play it well. But it's still, that's, we are familiar with it, and we'll see what we can do this week.
Coach, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, guys.